I want to warn the people of this city that we are in an extreme crisis. Anyone familiar with world conditions will know that the Nazi government is masterminding Japanese policy, and the action taken by the Japanese government this afternoon. It was carrying out the now known Nazi technique of murder by surprise. So there is no doubt that the thugs and gangsters now controlling the Nazi government are responsible and have guided the Japanese government in the attack on American territory and the attack on the Philippine Islands. Therefore, I want to warn the people of this city and on the Atlantic coast that we must not and cannot feel secure or assured, because we are on the Atlantic coast and the activities this afternoon have taken place in the Pacific. We must be prepared for anything at any time. As mayor of the city of New York, and on my own responsibility, I have ordered all Japanese subjects to remain in their homes until their status is determined by our federal government. The officers of the Japanese Consulate General are now being protected by the police department until the status of the Japanese Consul General is determined by our federal government. He will be protected and escorted to and from his office. I have ordered, on my own responsibility, a Japanese club in this city to be closed, in keeping with my order that all Japanese subjects must remain in their homes until their status is determined and further orders issued. As mayor, I have been in communication and in touch with all the necessary federal agencies in this city. There is full and complete cooperation. I have reported the action taken by the city government to the governor of our state. I have been in communication and in touch with the authorities in Washington. I now want to appeal to the people of our city to be calm. There is no need of being excited or unduly alarmed. But I want to repeat what I said before, that we are not out of the danger zone by any means, and to be prepared to receive instructions and to cooperate at any time that instructions are given to the citizens of this city, and to cooperate with any plan that may be announced for their protection and the protection of their homes. As United States Director of Civilian Defense, I am communicating with all regional officers, instructing them to communicate with the governors of the states within their regions, and asking the governors, state, and local councils to intensify the training of air raid wardens and auxiliary fire forces. More detailed instructions to the regional directors will follow. To all air raid wardens and auxiliary firemen now enrolled, I'm asking them to prepare to attend daily drills. It is necessary that we be on the alert at all times. My friends, we must toughen up. We have our homes and our lands to defend now. We must remain cool and yet determined. We are aware of the danger ahead, but unafraid. In the meantime, know that your city government is on the job and looking after your welfare and comfort and safety. Tomorrow, in all likelihood, we will know exactly where we stand when we hear from Washington. We can all rest assured that our national government will take the necessary steps to protect our land and our institutions. And we can also be certain that our great president, at this very moment, is taking just those necessary protective steps. So in the meantime, good night, and we will remain on the job.